It's been nearly 9 months since recreational marijuana shops in Colorado started selling pot to adults 21 and older. Now Pitkin County is examining problems and concerns that have cropped up. Two licensed retail shops operate in Aspen. Another one is in Pitkin County. In addition, one manufacturing facility is licensed in the city but is not operating. As for public health, local medical providers are concerned about overdoses of edibles, drugged driving, increased use by youth, and product labeling. Dr. Kimberly Levin is Pitkin County's medical officer.
In the emergency department, we've been seeing these overdoses, and it's very scary for people, and a lot of times they're accidental. Again, these cookies that have 150 milligrams of cannabis in them, you know, a kid will eat them, they look delicious, they're not well labeled, or an adult will eat them and they have no idea that there's cannabis in them.
Another problem, she says, is the effect of long-term use on adults who started using marijuana young. She cites a study from last year.
And it looked at their IQs, and it definitely showed a decrease in their IQs. These studies are just starting to come out. There's not a ton of research around them.
And that's part of the problem. Not a lot is known. A controversial statewide education effort drills that point home. The Don't Be a Lab Rat campaign uses human-sized cages to show pot's potential harm to the developing brain. There are still more questions about pot and environmental health, ensuring retail shops and manufacturing facilities are safe. The City of Aspen and Pitkin County inspect retail food facilities like restaurants, but not pot shops. By contrast, Denver is inspecting facilities and running into unique problems. Pitkin County Environmental Health Manager Kurt Dahl says one issue is odor.
Just like our departments inspect schools and other facilities, so does the City of Denver. And so you have problems where you have someone go inspect a marijuana facility, well, they can't readily go inspect a school smelling like marijuana.
Even though they're not inspected, marijuana businesses must follow a vague set of rules, like food shall not be kept at temperatures that inhibit bacterial growth, and facilities should be kept in sanitary condition. Aspen's environmental health director, C.J. Oliver, says they're too loose.
But we felt in using that very general guideline set of regulations didn't really provide any context for operators to really know whether or not they were even sticking to safe practices, what sort of things they should be looking for.
He's awaiting more rules from the state, and if they don't come, the city and county might write their own. Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo created the Valley Marijuana Council to address many of these problems. He argues the community is ahead of the curve when it comes to education and regulation.
I wanted to get way out in front of this before it even hit our community, and we were lucky. We were at it for 6 months before the first retail sale.
Because of his group, he says marijuana shops aren't selling look-alike packaging, like a marijuana-infused bar that looks like a Snickers. Pot shops are also working on finding alternatives to marijuana candies. He's distributing educational pamphlets to hotels about how to use and store pot, and he'd like to take the same efforts to Down Valley communities. He says the Valley Marijuana Council has already addressed the majority of the county's concerns. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.